How does your garden grow? I have to tell you, neither of my thumbs is green, but this year my wife talked me into helping her plant tomatoes, carrots, and cucumbers. Two out of three I don't even eat. I'm sure I'll be rewarded in heaven. Of course, the tomatoes did fine, but as soon as the carrots began to sprout, rabbits ate all the green tops. Don't know what happened to the cukes. The vines grew, but never had a crop. My morning reading took me through 1 Corinthians this week, where I was reminded that neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth. I know this doesn't refer to literal gardens, but the principle is still true. All I can say is God must like tomatoes better than cukes and carrots. What does this have to do with being a follower of Jesus Christ? Just like God causes the growth in our gardens, He is the one responsible for growth in His church. This verse should be a real encouragement to any who want to share the gospel, that is, plant or water, but are hesitant because of lack of knowledge, lack of courage, or lack of faith. The good news of this verse is that we're not responsible for the results being others turning to Christ. Just the faithfulness of opening our mouth and spreading the truth of God's word. Here's another encouraging verse. My word will not return to me empty without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. My career was largely in the sales arena, where the only thing one is measured on is results. Some of the principles of successful selling are the same for witnessing. One of the biggest mistakes salesmen make is never asking for the order. After sharing Christ, however you do that, using a tool like Evangelism Explosion, the Romans Road, the Way of the Master, or just telling your own story of coming to Christ, asking a question like, does this make sense to you? Or would you like to give your life to Christ right now? Can gently prod for a decision. If they say yes, lead them in a prayer of confession and submission. See a sample on our Steps to Salvation page. The precise words are not important. The attitude of the heart is. If they say no, ask clarifying questions such as, is there some particular point you don't understand, or is there anything I can answer for you? Don't badger them. The Holy Spirit is at work, and only He knows their heart. The world measures us by their standard of success, but the only standard we should concern ourselves with is the one that God set out in His Word, one of obedience to Him, faithfulness to Him, and preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Be ready to make a defense for the hope that is in you. Both of these verses add either with gentleness and reverence or with great patience and instruction. Proverbs 16:21 tells us, sweetness of speech increases persuasiveness. When people are confronted with their sin, they may not react as you'd like. Remember, Jesus was gentle and humble in heart. That's our example of how to plant and water. Now go and do likewise. And thanks for stopping by.